I want you to bow your head for a moment. There's ever been a time during this entire meeting when you've really prayed for a service, I hope you'll pray for the one tonight. I never preach on this subject that I do not feel very keenly about it. I believe there's souls that hang in the balance tonight. And I want you to join with me in prayer that God will undertake. Father, we do pray that the Holy Spirit will have full possession of your ambassador tonight. We pray that this eternity-bound congregation will lose sight of the speaker, but they'll get a real vision of the one of whom he shall speak. Help us to make this message real tonight. May we see Jesus Christ in a sense that we've never seen him before. May we realize the tremendous, unspeakable price that he paid for our redemption. As we read the Word of God, we pray the Holy Spirit will take the Word and use it to convict and to convince. And whatever your will is for this service tonight, dear Lord, we pray it shall be fulfilled. We preach not in our own name, but we preach in the name of Jesus, our Savior. We preach not for our own glory, but we preach to the glory and honor of the one who redeemed us by his own blood. Magnify him in the minds and in the hearts of the people tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. I'm reading from the 27th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. I'll give you time to find it in your Bible. There are several accounts of the crucifixion of our Lord, and in order to get the harmony of the Gospel, the harmony of all the events that surround the death of Christ, you'd have to read all of these accounts, but I'll be calling attention to some of them, but I want to read a few verses in Matthew chapter 27, beginning with verse 33. And when they were come into a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull. Dr. Rawlings was mentioning a little while ago about getting a Bible dictionary and looking up words. It's always very interesting when you study the Bible and God gives a word and then gives you the definition of that word. Here, the place that we commonly call Calvary, which is also called Golgotha, because he said it is the place of a skull. And if you would go to Jerusalem today, and if you would get down under the little mountain where Jesus was crucified just above the city, and would look into the face of that little mountain, you'd see the face of a skull. It's still very visible today. I have many pictures of it that I took myself. And it was on this mountain called Golgotha, or the place of a skull, or Calvary, that Jesus was crucified. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. When he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. This really was intended to be a sort of sedative, to lessen somewhat the intense pain that he was enduring. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. And they set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." You know, they didn't realize when they spoke those words that when the words are put in their proper light, they were speaking some of the greatest words that ever fell from mortal lips. "He saved others, himself he cannot save." Now, the fact of the business is, he could have saved himself. He himself said he could have called legions of angels that would have come to his rescue. But he could not have saved himself and saved others. The salvation of others depended upon him offering himself. Now, they did not mean it in this light, but I say when you put it in its proper context and place, these words were true. "If he be the King of Israel, let